Texte numéro 28. End the war on drugs. Voters in red and blue states may be in accord on nothing else, but they passed measures to liberalise drug laws. One of America's greatest mistakes over the last century was the war on drugs, so it's thrilling to see voters in red and blue states alike moving to unwind it. The most important step is coming in Oregon, where voters easily passed a referendum that will decriminalise possession of even hard drugs like cocaine and heroin, while helping users get treatment for addiction. The idea is to address drug use as a public health crisis more than as a criminal justice issue. In Arizona, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, and South Dakota, voters decisively passed measures liberalising marijuana laws. Marijuana will now be legal for medical use in about 35 states and for recreational use in 15 states. But not all the country is on board. In Alabama, a disabled military veteran, about 80 years old, is serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole because he was caught in 2011 growing marijuana plants for personal medical use. President Richard Nixon began the war on drugs almost half a century ago, after legitimate worries about the rise of addiction, especially among Vietnam veterans. One result of the war on drugs is that today there are as many Americans with arrest records as with college degrees. Yet we still lost the war. Addiction has soared in the United States, and more Americans die from overdoses each year than died in the Vietnam, Afghan, and Iraq wars combined. A baby is born dependent on drugs every 15 minutes. Under the new Oregon measure, manufacturing or selling drugs will still be crimes, but possession of small amounts of heroin, cocaine, or methamphetamine would be equivalent to a traffic ticket. The aim is to steer people into treatment so that they can get help with their addictions. That focus on treatment, which Oregon will fund with marijuana taxes, is critical. The new Oregon law is modelled after one in Portugal, which pioneered decriminalisation and has emphasised treatment of those with addictions. As a result, Portugal now has, along with Greece, one of the lowest drug fatality rates in Western Europe. I hope other states will also experiment with addressing addiction through public health measures. A useful next step would be to provide safe injection sites, thus saving lives of many people who now die from overdoses. Alex Kral, an epidemiologist from RTI International, says Oregon's new policy offers us a much-needed opportunity to evaluate alternatives to criminalisation of drugs. That's a rare point that liberals and conservatives seem able to agree on, and it offers hope for ending America's longest war. Adapted from the New York Times, November 2020.